A cold front is crossing our area, firing off some showers with some embedded thunderstorms. The front will push to the east tonight, and that's going to open the door to some cool air for this time of year, and we are targeting temperatures that will be below seasonable levels for the rest of the work week right through this weekend. For now, though, we are dealing with some wet weather. It's been damp at times through the day, and we will keep that chance for some showers and even some embedded thunderstorms in our forecast through the evening hours. There's even the chance that some of these storms could be locally strong, especially south of the capital region. And then as we work through the second half of the night, the threat for any real steady or heavy rain will come to an end, though there might still be some lingering showers in the northern mountains. And as that cold air comes in, we could even see some snowflakes mix in with the raindrops, primarily across the higher terrain. Temperatures will be on the cool side tonight, falling back into the 30s. We also may see a few 20s in the northern mountains. Then as we work through the next couple of days, a large upper-level low will be parked across the northeast, and essentially what we have is cold air in the upper atmosphere, and this results in instability. So as the ground warms up during the day, warm air rises, it forms clouds, and also some showers, and that's pretty much our forecast as we work through the next couple of days. So we're looking for a decent amount of cloud cover, maybe some breaks of sun from time to time, and also the chance for some passing showers from time to time. We are looking at temperatures that will be below seasonable levels. So for the next couple of days, expect high temperatures to be near the 50 degree mark in many spots. We'll even be in the 40s in some of our typically cooler locations. Tomorrow will also be a rather gusty day. We'll have wind gusts at times in the range of 25 to 30 miles per hour, and it will still be breezy at times right through Friday. And again, this cool and somewhat unsettled weather pattern will last as we work through the beginning of the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, and some lingering rain and snow showers after midnight, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, windy and cool, high in the 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, and some lingering rain and snow showers after midnight, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, windy and cool, high in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of evening showers and thunderstorms, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, windy and cool, high in the lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of evening showers and storms, low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, windy and cool, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide, on Friday, a mixture of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered showers, breezy, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And on Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, a chance of mountain showers, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.